Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Loeb. Today is May 17th, 2015. We've got some great music on the show for you today. We're going to start our program by going to London, and we're going to feature something from John Stanley. Now, John Stanley was born in January 12, 1712 in London. Around the age of two, John fell into a marble hearth with a china basin in his hand. The accident left him almost completely blind, but he continued his studies with music. At the age of 14, he became organist at St. Andrew's in Holborn, and he, at the age of 17, became the youngest person ever to obtain a Bachelor of Music degree at Oxford University. In 1734, he was appointed organist to the Society of the Inner Temple. It was while he was working at the Temple Church that his musical talents caught the ear of many people, including George Frederick Handel. John Stanley remained an organist at the Temple until his death in 1786. Now, this recording of John Stanley's Opus 2, the Six Concertos, were recorded at St. Mary's Church in the Old Thames River port of Rotherhithe. It's in the east end of London. American history buffs may have heard of this area. It was from this spot that the Mayflower set sail for America. The current church was built in 1716. That replaced a church from the 12th century. Now, this historic church holds an equally historic organ, a 1764 three-manual John Byfield organ in original condition. The history of the organ begins with a vestry minute written 24th of April, 1764. It says, "Whereas many of the parishioners have expressed a desire of having an organ erected in this church, which they apprehend would be not only a very decent ornament, but also add to the solemnity of divine service, we do unanimously agree that an organ will make very useful and agreeable addition to this church, and therefore authorize and desire the church wardens to erect the same as soon as possible." Well, the CD is called John Stanley, Six Concertos, Opus 2. Now, two of the concertos were recorded with organ and strings. The organist is Leslie Jones. This also features the Little Orchestra of London. This selection is the Concerto No. 2 in B minor for organ and strings.
You are listening to At the Organ.
Our next selection was composed by George Frederick Handel in 1738. His 6 organ concertos were published as Opus 4. He composed these to be used during the intervals of several of his oratorios. Now, this particular selection is from Handel's organ concerto in F major, known as the Cuckoo and the Nightingale. That's because of the sound of birdsong with the upper registers of the organ. Organist Heinrich Klemm plays an organ located in the Konzerthalle Ulrichskirche in Halle, Germany. Built in the mid-14th century, it was converted to a concert hall in 1976, the church was it is. The original organ from 1676 is still in the building. The concert organ, which is used on this piece, was built in 1980 by W. Sauer and features 56 registers. Joining Klemm is the Thuringian Baroque Ensemble.
Thank you.
We have time to fit in one more selection for you. This was recorded live at the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela in Spain, recorded on a 1977 Massioni pipe organ. Manuel Sela, the cathedral organist, performs for us this selection composed by Alexander Boli. It is the Fugueta sobre el Kyrie de Angelis. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.
At the Organ is a production of the Organ Media Foundation. For more information about supporting the foundation or sponsoring an episode of At the Organ, go to organmedia.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet you here next week at the Organ.